children, and there are a few, or if any of you are around children, so it might be that you help look after somebody else's children, or you might be a grandparent, or you might just have neighbours who have got children. One of the things I suggest you invest in is a quote book, because children sometimes say the most beautiful and the funniest things, especially when they're little, and a quote book is a great way of remembering them. So David and I started a quote book as soon as our children were born, because Hallie came out talking. But not long after her fourth birthday, Hallie came into our room, into our bedroom one morning, and she stood for ages just looking at me and David lying in bed. And eventually she commented, and she went, "Are you two going to die together? Because if you die first, Mum, I'll marry Dad." And then we were at a friend's wedding one day, and the vicar announced to everybody, "Now Mike and Naomi will take their vows." And as quick as a flash, she pipes up, "I know them, A, E, I, O, and U." I know you are. Hilarious. And Evie doesn't get away either. When we were planning one of our first camping trips that we were going to do as a family together, Evie seriously sat down and said, "Mum, is our tent a bungalow?" And another one of hers was, "You know what? God put our nose above our lips so that we could smell our lip balm." And you would think it would stop when they were a bit older, but no. Only a few weeks ago, when we were looking at the Bible together, we were talking about this scripture. Jenna, if you can put it on the board, please. And it's the bit where Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And Evie, our 17-year-old, pops up. "It's funny how eggs feature so much in the Bible, isn't it?" And Hallie replied, "Yeah, that is really weird." Now, just to reassure you, I do have their full consent to share all these stories with you this morning. And just in case there's anyone else sitting here who thought, "Yeah, I thought it was about eggs as well," let's unpack this verse together. Because for many people, there's absolutely no reason why you should know the other definition of a yoke, because we don't really have them anymore. And Jesus often used pictures when he was teaching. So this is the kind of yoke that Jesus often talked about. And this is how it was used. So it was put onto two oxen, in other words, sort of cows with horns, and it was so that they would move together at the same pace and in the same direction. And often in the Bible, there are schools of thought where Jesus was talking about this particular piece of farming machinery. But the Graham Criddle school of thought says that it was more likely in this particular instance to be this kind of yoke that Jesus was talking about. This is a milking yoke, and this is how it was used. People used to carry heavy things on either side by putting it over their shoulders. So I thought we'd do a bit of a makeshift yoke this morning, because I couldn't find one on the internet. Not even eBay would sell me a milking yoke. Anyone want to come and have a go? Anyone? Come on, I need a volunteer. Aidan, you've just been volunteered by your brother. Should we make him do it? Yeah, come on, Thomas. No? Anyone up for it? Birthday boy? I'm not carrying on until I have a volunteer for me milking. Jonah, you're not doing it. Jairus, can always rely on Jairus. Can always rely on him. Come on, let's have a go at this milk. Now, usually it would have a nice little bit carved out for your neck, but sorry about that. I'll just use your hood. There we go. So this is how it would work. And you would have your bucket of milk. Now, there's no milk in here because I thought that's just dangerous. And you would have it on either side like that. And that's how you would carry your heavy thing. And this is where we need to understand Jesus's picture language. Because it wasn't that everyone was walking around with one of these on their necks, but the rules that they were being asked to keep made it feel a little bit like this. You see, the temple leaders had added laws to the ones God had already given and insisted that these laws had to be kept if you wanted to be friends with God. So let's have a look at some of the laws that they gave for the Sabbath. So your day of rest, God just said, have a day of rest. But these laws were added. Number 18 is my particular favourite. You're not allowed to make two loops. Not quite sure what that was all about. And number 32, you're not allowed to write two or more letters. Now, I don't know whether that's a letter to somebody or actually like A and B. And then number 33, you're not allowed to rub out two or more letters. So all these weird laws were added. So imagine that I'm adding these laws. Can you kind of sink at your knees? That's it. Were added to the laws that God had already given. And Jesus was saying that if you just try and keep these laws to be friends with God, life will feel really heavy. And he invited the people who were trying to keep all these laws to put them down. Feel better? Thanks, Jairus. You can sit down now. So he said, put that yoke down. In other words, stop trying to keep all the laws to be friends with God. Come and be taught by Jesus. Come and let me teach you, because he is humble and gentle. And then he goes back into picture language and he says, the yoke that I've got for you to carry is easy and light. Now, I have to be honest with you. I had to go back to Jesus and say, hang on a minute. You're telling me that this yoke that you have me to carry is easy and light. What about love my enemies? What about forgive people 70 times 7? What about pick up my cross? I don't get it. But I really felt like Jesus said to me, well, that's because I've already done it. I've already kept those laws for you. And so when you fail, I've picked it up for you. He invites us to come and try again. So that yoke that he has for us to carry can feel, oh, you're asking the impossible, Jesus. But actually he says, no, I've already done it for you. I'm just inviting you along for the journey. And it's interesting that he says, let me teach you. So it's not something that happens automatically. You don't wake up one morning knowing how to carry this easy and light yoke. We need his help to learn how to carry an easy burden. And that's why we're always inviting the Holy Spirit to help us every day. So being teachable, and Jesus says, come and let me teach you, is one of the things that we must try to be for the rest of our lives. So that word that we had from David this morning about being a David and being teachable is really, really key for us this morning. So Graham is going to pick this theme up about being teachable, about being accountable, and he's going to do that in here. So that's one of your choices this morning, is to